Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening ties between India and China. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
India and China, two emerging superpowers, two neighbors, have strongly affirmed to the world that they are partners in progress and not rivals. After securing borders and supplies, solidifying supply chains, procuring perpetual partners for progress, PM Modi's historic China visit, after a gap of 7 years for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, can be seen as a paradigm shift in the world's balance of power. What it means for India and its future, what it means for the world, and what it means for the future of world's power balance. We will have to discuss this in detail, but first let's hear a report from Akashvani correspondent Ritesh Kapoor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar's Senior General Min Aung Hlaing on the sidelines of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin today. During his meeting with President Xi, both leaders welcomed the positive momentum in bilateral relations since their last interaction in Kazan in October last year. They reaffirmed that India and China are dormant partners, not rivals, and stressed that differences must not be allowed to turn into disputes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the importance of peace and tranquility along the border for strengthening bilateral ties. The two leaders expressed satisfaction at the disengagement achieved last year and the calm maintained since then. They reiterated their commitment to a fair and mutual acceptable resolution of the boundary issue, keeping in view the broader perspective of relations and long-term interest of their 2.8 billion people. The discussions also covered boosting people-to-people exchanges through direct flights, visa facilitation, and resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. On economic cooperation, both sides agreed to expand trade and investment while working to reduce the trade deficit. The two leaders further agreed to enhance cooperation on global issues, including counter-terrorism and fair trade. Later, the Prime Minister met Myanmar's Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. The two leaders reviewed bilateral ties and discussed cooperation in development, defense, security, border management, and trade.
What the Prime Minister's visit entails, how important it is, and what are the outcomes of the same. To discuss on this very serious topic, we have a very special guest with us in the studios of Akashvani. We are talking with the former Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar. Ashok sir, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, what is the importance and the significance of this historic visit by the Prime Minister to China, his meeting with the great leaders from China, Russia and other countries, and what it means for the West?
One, of course, visit is extremely significant because of the troubled relations between India and China for the last 5 years or so. And your listeners are aware of the Galwan clash that took place in June of 2020. And after that, the relationship has not been normal. In fact, the two leaders have not met, President Xi Jinping and Prime Minister Modi. And for the first time that they met really in a one-to-one interaction and not in big reception meetings was in Kazan in Russia on the sidelines of the BRICS summit last October. And that was the first time when both the sides decided that there would be a disengagement of the troops. So this meeting was taking place after Kazan. So it was very important in the context of taking this bilateral partnership forward, because I think it needs to be recognized that both these countries are big economies. China is the second largest economy. India is the fourth largest economy, soon to become the third largest economy. And India today is the fastest growing major economy in the world.
True.
Both are very significant military powers. And they've had a troubled history since 1962 was a big conflict. And after that, they have had a troubled relationship. So it was being seen as to how this relationship would go forward. And the second aspect is that Mr. Trump, after having come to power in January of this year, he has unleashed tariffs on virtually the whole world, a large number of countries in the world, on China, but particularly on India, of 50%. So it was seen, the global media was suggesting that as a result of this pushback by Mr. Trump's tariffs, maybe the relationship between India and China could improve, and there could be much greater mix of minds as far as India, China and Russia are concerned.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, what were the highlights which came out to the fore after the MEA briefing done on the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping?
I think one of the most important elements that was reiterated and that is reflected is that this meeting should not be seen in the context of relations with any third country. Because as I said, many of the media and many of the experts and think tanks were saying that it is because of the fact that Mr. Trump had imposed these very severe tariffs on India, that it was moving closer to China. The discussions that took place between Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping should be seen in the context of the relations as they are evolving between the two countries. The second was that in terms of taking the relationship forward, both the leaders, they expressed satisfaction in terms of the disengagement that has taken place. Of course, there is also de-escalation and de-induction of the troops in the forward areas that also has to be spoken about. But that, of course, the special representatives of the two countries will be taking it forward.
And let's hear the words of Prime Minister Modi, where he is talking about three very, very important things that were discussed amongst many others.
शांति और स्थिरता का माहौल बना हुआ है हमारे स्टेशन रिप्रेजेंटेटिव के बीच बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट के संबंध में सहमति बनी कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू हुई दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के हित जुड़े थे इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी
So, Ambassador Sajjanhar, what are your takes from the words of the Prime Minister?
No, absolutely. I think these were very significant decisions that were taken during this meeting. And these are basically people-to-people contact, how greater understanding can be introduced between the peoples of the two countries. And it is in terms of making their lives simpler that these decisions have been taken, that visa issuances will start taking place. There'll be visa facilitation. There would be direct flights between the two countries. There would be a resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. And also, I think what is... There is a great enthusiasm and great excitement that this is the beginning of a new chapter as far as the relationship is concerned.
Both the leaders, Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping, have assured and affirmed that if this century has to be an Asian century, Asia will have to be multipolar. We will have to focus on our development of the domestic sphere and not be rivals in doing so. How important will it be for both the countries to trust each other and then move forward in a very positive manner?
I think both the countries, they have realized after all the problems and troubles that they have gone through. And I think in terms of the killings that took place in Galwan, they were the first killings on the line of actual control for more than 50 years.
Gee.
So I think both the countries have realized that these are important powers, significant powers, militarily, economically and industrially. So if there has to be, as you mentioned, Webhav, there has to be an Asian century, the center of gravity of the global economy is moving from the transatlantic region to Asia. So both these countries will have to maintain peaceful relations with each other.
So terrorism has been an issue on both these countries' radars. Both the countries have suffered. India has suffered majorly due to terrorism or cross-border terrorism. Now there has been a consensus that both these countries have to resolve this issue amicably and have to reach a common ground. Let's hear the words of Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and then continue our discussion.
The two leaders also exchanged views on ways to increase and balance bilateral trade, strengthen people-to-people ties, cooperate on transborder rivers, and jointly fight terrorism. There was a desire to make additional progress on all of these issues on the basis of mutual respect, mutual interests and mutual sensitivity.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, your views on the fact that both these countries have agreed that terrorism is a common problem and they need to tackle it. How do you feel that this will be done?
You know, this is very important bilaterally. This is also very important regionally. I think we need to recognize, Vaibhav, that the whole raison d'etre of putting together the SCO in 2001
absolutely
was to fight the three evils of separatism, extremism, and terrorism. And that is what this organization and its member states have been working towards. In fact, SCO has set up what is called Regional Anti-Terrorism Structure, RAT, in Tashkent. And that has been doing useful work in providing real-time intelligence to the countries so that they can deal with any terrorist threats that they face. And as you said, both these countries are suffering from terrorism. But as far as India is concerned, it has had problems that China always tries to shield the terrorist activities and the cross-border terrorism by Pakistan against India. So I am hopeful that after this meeting and after this understanding between the two leaders at the highest level, that there would be a rethink that, you know, you can't distinguish between terrorists as good terrorists and bad terrorists.
Gee.
And that China will also put its full weight behind stopping terrorist activities of Pakistan. And of course, India is always there to work together with China, with the global community, to put a stop to terrorism in the region.
Let's go to the MEA briefing once again, wherein talks were held and the MEA briefed about economic stability of both the nations and also talked about reducing the deficit.
On economic and trade relations, there was recognition of the role that the Indian and the Chinese economies can play in stabilizing world trade. Both leaders underlined the need once again to proceed from a political and strategic direction to reduce their bilateral trade deficit, facilitate bilateral trade and investment ties in both directions, and increase policy transparency and predictability.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, how important will it be politically and socially now that we know that the region-centric politics or policies are now in place and we are looking for partners who will be partners in progress for a longer period of time?
Absolutely. I think as far as trade is concerned, again, the ball is very much in China's court because last year we have a trade deficit of about $100 billion. And so we would hope and expect that the non-tariff barriers that China has imposed on India, that some of them will be removed. After all, our exports last year to China were in the range of about $14 billion, while our imports were to the tune of about $113 billion. Now, India exports more than $400 billion worth of goods to other countries. So our goods are of good quality and are priced reasonably. So I think If China relents and changes its, removes its non-tariff barriers, then I think we can go in for more balanced trade, which will give much greater confidence to India to work together with China in taking the relationship forward.
We truly hope, Ambassador Sajjanhar, that this relationship, these ties go from strength to strength and both these countries develop on an unprecedented rate. Thank you so much for these valuable insights and for giving your precious time to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening ties between India and China. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.
Spotlight.